Oh, there you are. I was worried that you wouldn't get home in time for tonight. I just couldn't go to sleep without you tucking me in. Yes, I know I'm too old for this, but when Mom stopped doing it, you stepped in. And now it's been our nightly ritual for so long. As you can see, I'm already in bed, with the covers pulled up to my chin. So, can you check the closet for monsters? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing? Okay. Can you also check under the bed, please? I know there's a lot of dust bunnies down there, but I just want to make sure there's no monsters. Thank you, brother. Now, how about you give me that kiss on the forehead? Mm-hmm. Thank you. You are the best brother in the world. Oh, before you go, there's one more thing. I'm naked. Mm-hmm. I'm naked underneath these covers. I know it's kind of a weird thing to say, especially for a little sister to tell her big brother, but it's the truth. Look, I'll even throw off the covers to prove it. No, don't look away. I specifically told you to look. I want you to see that despite this childish ritual, I'm not young anymore. I have a body that's pretty adult. And if you maybe wanted to have sex with this almost adult body, I'd let you. It's not like your little sister's a slut. I've never even slept with anybody before, but that's kind of the point. I want you to be my first. Cause I love you. Like a little sister loves her big brother. I try to show you that by being nice to you and taking care of you as much as I can, but I thought maybe I could show you a little better by letting you have sex with me. No one would need to know. Mom and Dad wouldn't, and I wouldn't tell anyone. I promise. Not even my best friend. I'd just let you have sex with me and do my very best to make sure that you liked it. So, again, look at my cute little body. Don't you want to enjoy it the way our bodies were meant to be used? Just look at these cute little breasts. And my even cuter little pussy. You're thinking about it. You feel awful about it, but I know you're thinking about it. About me and my body. And what it'd feel like to put your cock inside of me. Instead of tucking me in bed. You could be fucking me in bed. Huh? No, sorry. I don't have a condom. You know I don't. It's not like I'm on birth control. You're just trying to find an excuse not to have sex with me. That's dumb, because I could tell that you want to. And I want you to do it too. I don't care for not using birth control. I love my brother enough to let him come in me and risk a pregnancy. I'll even love you enough to carry your baby around for 9 months. I kind of want you to impregnate me. I want to look down at my pregnant tummy and be reminded what my brother did to me. So please, I was playing with myself while I was waiting for you to show up. So I'm really, really frustrated right now. And I've left myself vulnerable saying all these things to you, and you see me like this. At this point, you'd be a bad brother for not having sex with me. So just take off those pants and get naked too. Then we could be naked together, with you on top of me. Then we can be closer than we've ever been before. Don't think, just take your pants off. And the boxers too. Don't be embarrassed that your little sister has already made you so hard. But if you are embarrassed by your cock, well, I know some place you could hide it from being seen. Now, get on top of me. Don't overthink this. Stop thinking about what you should do and worry about what you want to do. Which is hopefully me. I'll open up my legs and arms for you and embrace you with both. Put it in me, please. You're already so hard. This shouldn't be a hard decision. You're laying on top of a cute naked girl who wants to have sex with you. A girl who's turned on by the feel of your cock rubbing against her pussy. I want to have sex with my brother. I want to lose my virginity to you. I want to have your baby. You're so big, and I'm so small. But we'll make this work. Wiggle your cock into me. Let your sister show you how much she loves you. It's going in. Look at me. Look at me, brother. Look your little sister in the eyes. Your eyes are so pretty. I want you to know it's me. And I want you to see my face as you make me a woman. Okay, now. Now is good. Put the rest in me, big brother. We're doing it. We're having sex. No, we're making love. Oh, you look so happy to be inside me. Do I feel good? Does your little sister's body feel good? I'm moving under you and against you as best as I can. But you're going to need to do most of the work. I hope you don't mind, but I think I can make it worthwhile. That feels so good. I know it's supposed to hurt my first time, but mostly you just feel good. I think it's because you're the one inside me. My pussy was made for brother's cock. Just look how easily you move inside me. Or how much I love what you're doing to me. Yes. Every time you thrust into me, I get such a thrill of pleasure. Part of it is just knowing that I'm giving you happiness with this. But I'm also just enjoying it too. I not love having sex with the man I love the most in the world. This is better than when I'm touching myself. It's so lonely when I do that. But I'm not alone when we do this. And if you make me pregnant, I'll never be alone again. I want to have your baby brother. I'll never be alone again. But brother, I need you to come in me first. I think I'm gonna come for you. That makes me so happy. I'd be even happier. If we could have our orgasms together. You could come at me just as my little pussy is quivering around you. Oh, and my body trembles beneath yours. It's going to be soon too. I think you're close. All you need is a little coaxing, just like you needed in order to have sex with me. It's okay to come in your little sister. Yes, it's okay to come in me. Fuck a baby into your little sister. Yes, I want you to fuck a baby into me. I want your cum. Come in me, please, please. I'm about to come too. I can't fight anymore. I can't fight it anymore, brother. Please don't stop fucking me. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't. Fuck. Oh. your baby sister isn't such a baby anymore. In fact, I'll probably be having a baby of my own soon. But that doesn't mean I don't want you to tuck me in every night, or to check for monsters, or that I don't want my kiss goodnight. But we definitely don't have to stop at just a kiss. Instead of being the end of the night, it'll just be the beginning.